Welcome, welcome, everybody. This is one of the encouragers, Lonnie, with Love God, Love His People. And we're going to do episode 12. We're going to kind of go off course just a little bit because we've been doing relationships and everything. So what we want to do today is something to have to do with Christmas and the end of the year. Trish has written something called God's Christmas Promises we're going to be hearing about today. But what I want to remind everybody is that we're coming toward the end of the year and everything, and we all need to pray real hard for a good year next year. And all this will, even though it's not going to go back to normal, it'll be a new normal is what it'll be and everything. So anyway, we had some difficulty yesterday recording because of technical difficulties. We're still having the technical difficulties, and we have to find some stuff to be able to continue on and everything, but we'll do the best we can up until then. I also want to just wish everybody out there a Merry Christmas. I hope everybody had a great Christmas and everything. So anyway, the other things that we're looking at too is we're getting it set up where there's a donation button on there to where everybody can donate a little bit if they want to. And let me tell you, we need some new equipment, and we need some new engineering and some stuff like that. So we'd appreciate anything anybody could do. Also, too, our blog is working. If everybody just goes on to the site, lovegodlovehispeople.org, and at the bottom of the page, there's a button that says New Blog, and you can read our blog. Tricia wrote the blog this time, but the next few times, James is going to be in charge of our blog. Now, also, too, I want everybody to pray for James because he was having a rough day yesterday and today, not feeling well, that sort of thing. So everybody pray for him. Now, I'm going to turn this over to Tricia and let her say the prayer, and then she's going to go ahead with her presentation. Welcome, Tricia.
Hi. I'm glad to be here today, and I'm glad that you are joining us today. And I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday and a Happy New Year. I believe if we trust God as we move forward into 2021, it's going to be a good year. So right now, I'd just like to open in prayer, and then we'll continue with the message that God put on my heart. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come to you today. We thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you for everyone that is listening and has tuned in. Father God, we ask that this will somehow cheer them up, give them some Christmas joy, because it's about you, and that's what it's all about. Christmas is about the Christ child that was born, that came to us. And we thank you for that, Father God, that he came for us and he died for us so that we may have everlasting life and a more abundant life here on earth. And we thank you, Lord, that we just hope that the hearts are touched, the minds are touched, and we just thank you, Father, for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Dr. John MacArthur, in his book, The Miracle of Christmas, reminds us of just how confusing the message of Christmas can be, as he tells the story of the little girl that came running into the house after Sunday school to show her mama the picture she had drawn. "Mama, mama," she cried out with pride, "my teacher told me I drew the most unusual picture of Christmas that she had ever seen." The mama studied the picture and concluded that it was indeed a peculiar picture. "This is a wonderful picture, and your drawing makes everything look so real," she said. "But why are all these people sitting on top of your airplane?" "Oh," the little girl responded with exasperation that her message was not obvious, "that's the flight to Egypt." "Oh," said Mama, "and who is this mean-looking man sitting in the front?" The little girl responded, "That is Pontus, the pilot." "I see," said Mama, as she continued to study the picture, "and this must be Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus. But who is the plump, jolly man sitting behind Mary?" The little girl responded with a great deal of attitude in her voice, "Well, that's Round John Virgin, of course." Yes, the message of Christmas can be confusing. Is it Santa Claus or the Christ child lying in a manger? Is it a star in Bethlehem or a tree covered in tinsel and glass and plaster decorations? Is it people coming to kneel in worship and adoration of the Christ child born in a stable? Or is it rushing about from one Christmas activity to the next until we are utterly exhausted? Is it giving gifts for the sake of saying, I gave you a gift? Or is it recognizing the gift that God himself sent into the world for all of humanity to reach out and embrace as their own? Let's turn to the Word of God and see if we can clear up some of our confusion today. Let's discover God's promises together. Let's read Matthew 1:18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed, engaged, to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found with a child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and who was faithful to the law, yet he did not want to expose her to public disgrace, so he had it in his mind to divorce her quietly. But while he thought of these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Now all of this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 7:14, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is it translated, God is with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to himself his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Have you ever seen your children or your spouse lingering by your Christmas tree and wondered if they were looking to see if they could find gifts with their names on them under the tree? I'm sure you have, but the message of Christmas is not found under the tree, but in him who died on a tree, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let's look at the promises that God makes to us, for in them we acknowledge the reason for the season. Christmas brings five incredible promises to us, five promises that we must unwrap and make use of in our lives, five promises that are reminded of, that we are reminded of each and every Christmas that we have celebrated and will be there in the ones yet to be celebrated, five promises that will be waiting for you to unwrap them, five promises on display in every Christmas decorations. For this Christmas and every Christmas, God makes five special promises to you. Promise number one, God is with us. Jesus Christ came as a testimony that God is with us and to the fact that God will keep his promises. When we see Jesus as a baby in a nativity scene, it is a reminder that God is with us. When we see him lying in a manger, it's a reminder that he is with us in the rough and tough times, the difficult times, when things are scarce or sparse and you don't have much, God is with you. He wants you to know that he has not only been there, but he is with you now when the going gets tough. God is with you. In that first Christmas, Joseph was dealing with Mary, his future wife, being pregnant with a child, and the child wasn't his, and they weren't married, but still they knew God was with them. Then Joseph arrives at Bethlehem to register for the census, but no motel or hotel rooms could be found. Joseph knew it was his responsibility to provide for his family, but could find nothing. He finally accepts the offer of putting his family up for the night in a stable. Why? Because God was with him. Mary, a young girl, was wrestling with being pregnant, but not yet carrying her husband's last name. She was on a donkey and traveled hundreds of miles, went into labor, had to give birth in a stable filled with animals belonging to the guests that filled the inn. She gives birth without a doctor, a nurse, even a midwife. But Mary celebrated that first Christmas by giving birth to the Christ child. She held the Son of God to her breast and loved him. She wrapped him in the warmth of love with whatever clothes were available. As she looked into his crying or sleeping face, she knew God was with her. When we look at any manger scene or at a picture of Jesus holding a sheep or visiting with little children, we should say to ourselves, God is with us. If you have invited Christ into your life, God is right here and available to all who are willing to look up in faith and see him. It is a gift to us and a blessing available to any and all who will reach out and grasp it. This is God's first Christmas promise to you. Promise number two, God is in us. And the it's John 14:15-19. If you really love me, you will keep and obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby, to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive and take to its heart, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he, the Holy Spirit, remains with you continually and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, bereaved, and helpless. I will come back to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live, you will live also. Jesus gave us a gift, the precious Holy Spirit, which is the third person of the Godhead, which abides in us to empower us so we are protected on our journey through the world. All around us, evil abides, dwells, inhabits, motivates, enables, and has dominion over people's lives and circumstances. But we have the presence of God within us, so we are empowered to overcome and defeat the works of the evil one. The Holy Spirit brings to our remembrance the things we have studied and learned from the Word of God, so that we can use it to defeat the enemy. The Holy Spirit endues us with power to be his witnesses and fills us with his gifts to do his work. The Holy Spirit cultivates the fruit of the Spirit to grow in our lives and to be manifested to a world that hungers after the things of God. It is the Spirit living in us who gives gifts to the church as he equips, empowers, and enables people with the gifts of ministry. He gives us motivational gifts so that we are reminded that it is not us, but God working through us that allows us to touch a world in his authority and in his might. This is what Christmas is all about, experiencing God's promises. The promises that God is with us and the promise that God is in us. Promise number three. The promise to be for us. It's amazing to think that the God of creation is with us. It's awesome to realize that the God of eternity lives in us, but it is life-enabling to know that God is for us, that he is actually at work on our behalf. What does that actually mean for us? It means that God, your Father, your Savior, your Healer, your Enabler, your Empowerer, will never do anything to weaken or destroy you. He is always at work for your benefit. In 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his purposes. These verses tell us that God is always at work on our behalf. Have you ever really thought about why God knows the number of hairs on your head? Or have you ever considered why God has more thoughts of you than there are grains of sand upon the seashore? It's because he's examining your life for ways to work on your behalf. Always remember that God is always for you and not against you. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and hope. This is God's promise that he is going to guide us, gift us, direct us into truth, and lead us into abundant life. He is going to give us the power to overcome the obstacles in our life's journey. If you remember nothing else from this message, remember this. God is for you. Who can be against you? Embrace this truth, because the devil in the world will tell you it's not so. Actually, they will tell you that God is against you. That is a lie straight out of the pits of hell. And how do I know it's a lie? Because of God's Christmas promise number 4. God loves me. How do I know that he loves me? First, because John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that includes me and you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes, not is good enough, not tithes enough, not goes to church enough, or works hard enough, but believes in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Secondly, I know he loves me, because Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." He didn't tell us that we had to clean up our acts before he could love us. He didn't say, when you get enough, or get good enough, or enough good deeds, when you have worked hard enough, memorized enough Bible verses, or given enough money. Christ died for you and me while we were yet sinners. God's love is unconditional. He provided his love before we needed it, and all we have to do was reach out and receive it. Christmas comes with a fulfillment of God's promises. Promise number 5, God is our light. Light is the very nature and image of God. At Christmas, God comes as our promise in different colored lights. White lights, symbolizing purity of he who was without sin, paid the price to atone for all our sins. We need never fear facing the justice of God, of a holy God. And that's in 1 Timothy 2:5-6. Red light, symbolizing his blood that was shed to pay for our sins and for your sins and mine. And that's in 1 Peter 1:18-19. Green lights remind us of everlasting life. John 6:47. Blue and purple lights remind us that Christ is our Lord and King. It's in Revelation 19:16, and because of this promise, we walk not in darkness of this world, but in the light of his love and life. Because of his promises, every day is Christmas Day. Receive the promises of God. 4, God is with you, God is in you, God is for you, God loves you, and God is your light. And I would just like to say that I hope that you take this and you walk into 2021 with it and just really take it into your heart and your mind and live it, because this is what God is to you. He's all 5 of these things.
Wow, can that girl write or what? Yeah, that was great, and everything she's talking about here is God, you know, and we are the lucky ones, because we didn't have to die and suffer, but Jesus did for us. And I want to point out, people, he did it willingly. He knew it was going to be painful. He knew it was going to be miserable, but he did it willingly, you know. So now we have to do things willingly with and for him, and to live our lives better. We're going to end this broadcast a little early today and a little quickly today. As I said on the internet, we did have some mechanical problems with some equipment. We've got a temporary fix on that. But if there's anybody out there who knows anything about sound engineering, we could use help setting up our microphones. All of our microphones but one stopped recording. And so we just need a little expertise here. So I pray out there today that we have somebody who feels it in their heart to help us out, because we don't have much of a budget to hire them with or anything like that. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening to us all the way through 2020. It's been a rough year for everybody, but the people that are here listened and everything, we made it. Hey, we made it to the end and everything. So Anyway, I would like to tell James, get to feeling better, brother. And Carl is out of town, and we want to pray for safety for Carl to return back into town. And hopefully he'll join us in one of these podcasts pretty quickly. Also, too, we're going to go back to, this was a special podcast because it was Christmas and the end of the year, but we're going to be going back to relationships on the next podcast. And most likely we'll have Vienna Herod with us. She's feeling much better and doing much better and everything. So anyway, I just ask everybody to pray for this ministry. And this is a ministry. This is a virtual church. It's what this is. We are social media ministers here, and we need all the help we can get, people, because if you're a member of this ministry and you listen to us and everything, we've got so many things that we can do that we need and everything, and we need just everyone's prayer, and I mean everyone's prayer. So to end this broadcast, I'm going to say the closing prayer, and in this prayer, I want to thank God for letting us live through this year. I want to thank God for helping us understand this year. Okay? I want to thank God for giving us the opportunity to live through this year. I'm big on opportunities this year. So, Lord, I pray that all these things that you have done for us will be beneficial to everyone. Here at We Love God, Love His People, we are just simple folks. That's what our motto is just keep it simple, because we're going to love you, God, and we're going to love people, and we are asking everyone out there to do the same. Now, we're going to, after relationship series, where, Lord, I want you to help us focus on the everyday hero. And, Lord, all these things that we ask that you make James feel better and that Carl is safe and his family is safe returning with us and everything, Lord. And we want to pray for Tricia as she goes through life just like the rest of us and everything. So anyway, I want to thank you, Lord, for everything you have done for us during this year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, that's all for the year, and we will see you next year on Love God, Love His People.